Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with a girl that claims she's never shoplifted, Jamie Bloom. But then you have to remember today is April Fool's Day.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
No, I don't think I've ever shoplifted. I don't think I've even ever done it on accident.
I had someone
one time, a friend, that talked about their kid having something in the stroller, and they didn't realize that the kid had grabbed this in the stroller, and they got outside. They went back in and paid. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't think I've even
I'm not sure
happen.
This is considered shoplifting, but when we were new marrieds, we bought a set of folding chairs for friends. And we got in there, and the price was marked at something that was like, we were going to buy them like two folding chairs. Mm-hmm. We're young marrieds.
Right.
And we got in there, and the price was marked like crazy low, like four of them for $20.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, well, this can't be right.
Yeah.
So we call a person over there. No, four of them, $20. And it's like, this can't be right. And so we buy all four of them. We put all four of them in the cart, go up to the deal, and we say, you know, if this isn't the price, we aren't going to take all four of them.
And, right, yeah.
And they look all over on it, and it's like, no, that's four of them for $20. And we get to the car, and they even help us carry them out and put them in the car. And as we're putting them in the car, the price tags clearly say $20 each.
Uh-huh.
And they put four of them in our car. And we're sitting there going, what are we supposed to do? Before we leave, I mean, mm-hmm. what are we supposed to do? These people basically are accomplices to us being thieves. And you know what? That's been 45 years ago, and it still bothers us.
Oh,
and I wish
yeah.
we'd have just taken them back in
uh-huh.
and just walked out. I mean, uh-huh. give us our money back, and it's because they were making a mistake, I'm sure.
Right.
And they were, and so anyway, and I don't even remember who got the four chairs. They mm-hmm. probably thought that we were the most gracious young married couple ever to buy
right.
them such a nice
such
gift.
Such a nice gift,
right.
yeah. But so, they didn't know what you'd actually paid for it. But.
So anyway, my life of crime was relatively short. So unintended.
I was recently at a store in Manhattan and had a cart and had thrown a pair of sunglasses in the front where the, you know, you put
kid
a kid,
sits.
Where uh-huh. the kid sits. Yeah. Throwing a pair of sunglasses down in there. And, you know, you think about that in this day and age where everybody takes their cart, you carry out for yourself, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
You take
your cart
out to your car.
Right.
Well, I was just about finished paying and had already pulled my cart up around and parked it where I could load the groceries
right.
as this person was sacking the groceries. And just was about ready to pay and looked back behind me and realized that those sunglasses, and I said, oh gosh, I said, I've almost, you know, would they have known, you know, I like, you wonder how much that actually happens
yeah.
that people basically tuck something in the cart and the cashier doesn't realize.
I think everything happens. It's just really surprise you. Thieves love to steal razors.
Razors?
Yeah. I mean, just ordinary shave yourself razors. And why would that be?
Why is that? Yeah.
Well, because both men and women use them. And
yeah.
they say, well, and almost everybody uses them at least twice a week. And it's like, well, that seems odd because it must be a statistical thing because I know a lot of guys who say shave less than once a week.
Right.
But anyway, it's although razors are hardly the most expensive product in a store, data indicates they get stolen up to 2.5 times more often than any other product.
I would never have guessed that.
I think not too. And I guess, to be honest, I don't go into these kind of stores very often, but large chain drug stores are putting more and more things behind mm-hmm. locks.
Right.
That you have.
We have to ask for it.
Yeah. And I'm wondering how that actually helps in the fact that, I mean, they take it out of there and they hand it to you, but then you can do your,
uh-huh.
your nefarious way of stashing uh-huh. it. I don't know. But anyway, The main reason is that everybody uses them, so it's a statistical thing. But everybody uses toothpaste, but you don't need a new thing of toothpaste every couple days.
Yeah, you think that's the cause? I don't know.
Candy, I mean, you can consume that fairly quick. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But it's the...
Razors.
Yeah, yeah.
That is really interesting, but...
Basically, people need a constant stream of razors or cartridges, and according to a longtime crime theorist, Marcus Selson, the same principle that makes something worth buying makes it worth stealing. Hmm. And actually, they said it's fairly easy to sell on the street and or internet.
Used not used, but razors.
Razors.
Huh.
So... You know, the one that I can't understand is they used to be, and I don't know if they're still out there or not. I was so paranoid I wouldn't buy them. But there's people who sell books of stamps for a significant discount. You know, a book of stamps is 100. And so if and of course you've got the forever stamp.
Right.
And of course you could do it by buying them 10 years ago and now selling them for 68 cents. I don't even know what postage is today.
No, but I see what you're saying. Like, you bought them when postage was lower, and so now you can sell them and make a profit. But
Lisa bought them once, and they came in the mail, and they were a significant discount. And I always wondered where the heck these stamps came from. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't like they had one book for sale. I mean, it was, and I've seen them before for sale too, and I've often thought if they're stolen, and I doubt if somebody counterfeits them, so I assume they're stolen. You would think the postal people would be all over that and catch that person, just boom.
Exactly. You'd think that would be pretty highly illegal, and they would be on that, but I've never even heard of that before. So I've also never seen razors for sale I guess I don't follow that kind of black market.
Yeah. What's your black market?
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, well, I guess eBay or something like that would be where they'd be selling these things.
I guess.
Right?
I don't know. I mean, you're the one who steals large. You're the one who doesn't steal razors.
No.
Right. And we have to remember, all of today is April Fool's Day, so everything you heard here may or may not be true. No, it was written down, so therefore it must be true.
Are you a straight razor, not straight razor, but, you know, like a electric razor user?
No, disposable.
Disposable razors.
Disposable razors.
Caleb has an electric one that he likes, and he, on that same trip, actually, that I was in Manhattan running errands, he had told me that he thought his battery was going bad on his, and said something about picking him up a new electric razor. So I looked at this store, and there were literally like 24 different choices. I called him and I said, there are 24 different choices. And, you know, I think a man would be somewhat particular about what type.
Do you remember what the price varied?
There was a variation. There was everything from $25 to $125.
Okay.
You know, there were.
Right.
Yeah. And he said, oh, just forget it. He said, I think I can get this one to work. And I said, I feel like you need to pick this out on your own.
Yeah.
So
I used to carry an electric razor in my briefcase, so 5 o'clock I could touch up, you know, and I liked that. But then it went bad and I never replaced it
with anything. Yeah. It used to be a popular gift for men from, you know, Christmas gift or whatnot. So, and they have the kind that are kind of a clipper, and then they have the kind that have the three little heads on them.
Yeah.
And I have no idea what.
I think I had the three heads, and you're talking about the clipper, the sideburn clipper that you flip out, and
And I don't even know what it is he has, but I didn't buy him one that day. For myself, I buy pretty cheap disposable razors.
You know, though, there is quite a difference in disposable razors. First of all, in price.
Exactly. I was going to say, they can get fairly expensive.
The price hugely varies, and I know a lot of people that only use them once.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I use them more than that.
So. I, in fact, I used to go to rummage sale and buy the used ones.